Hi, and welcome back to the Climb Your Mountain email series, day two. We're still at the Mountain Inn, where we're going to spend the day. We're going to spend the day further unpacking your mental backpack, which is what you started to do yesterday. And the nice thing about spending a day at a Mountain Inn when the weather is good, as it is today, is that we can explore the surrounding area without having to carry our heavy packs. We can just take almost everything out and only bring some water, some snacks, and maybe a raincoat or a warm sweater or something. And as we explore the surrounding area, look at the Mountain Inn and whatever we took out of our mental backpack from a different perspective. When we hike up the mountains that surround this wonderful Mountain Inn, what we do is we concentrate. We simply have to concentrate on where we put our feet, on the surroundings that we're moving through. We cannot not focus on it, because when we do, when we let our focus shift, the likelihood of us stumbling and falling over some big rock or something is quite significant. When we reach the summit of one of the mountains that is close by, that we can reach as hikers, we can look back down on the Mountain Inn. We can literally look at life from a different perspective. And we can also see all the mountains around us and can imagine that they are the possibilities that lie open to us when we manage to, we could call it cull, whatever it is that is weighing us down so much. All the possibilities that become available to us when we are able to create a more balanced life, when we can start climbing our mountain with more ease. So tomorrow, when we're going to leave the Mountain Inn, we want to do so with a balanced backpack. A backpack that is balanced and comfortable to wear. But to do that, we have to be able to leave some of the things that we've taken out, to leave some of those things behind. So what I'd like you to do is to ask yourself a couple of questions. Questions that are related to the roles and beliefs that you have taken on in your life. And before I come to the questions, let's briefly look at what roles and beliefs are. A role that we have is the position or purpose that we have in a situation, an organization, a society, or a relationship. And a belief is the feeling of being certain that something exists or is true. There's many ways in which beliefs and roles are connected and can cause stress. After all, we take on roles and beliefs over the course of our lives, and some of them we take on consciously, but many of them we do not. They are just part of our upbringing, of the family we grew up in, of the culture we were raised in, the schools we went to, the companies we work for, and so much more. So many of them, many of the roles and beliefs that we have are ingrained within us. We're not conscious of them. It is only when we pause and take stock, like you're doing now, that we start to see which roles and beliefs no longer serve us, which actually prevent us from moving in the direction we want to go. Now, letting go of our roles and beliefs can be challenging, because even when they hold us back from living the way we want to, from living a balanced life, their familiarity can give us a sense of comfort. They may have become so ingrained in our behavior that we, when we're not consciously paying attention, don't even notice that we have them or that we perform them. And sometimes we're just afraid of the response we're going to have because we think that other people, that we know other people's opinions and we know how they are going to react. And also, change just takes time. Not just time from us, but also from the people around us who are suddenly confronted with somebody who doesn't want to perform a certain role anymore. It takes patience. Now, as you continue to explore the surroundings, but are on the way back to the Mountain Inn, start thinking about which elements, which items of your mental gear you want to bring along, what it is that you want to leave behind, and what it is that you want to give back to its rightful owner. Now, I mentioned before questions you can ask yourself to gain clarity around this. Think about the things in your mental backpack and ask yourself for each of those things, how are they connected to your roles and beliefs? How did these roles and beliefs become yours in the first place? Who would be affected if you were to let go of them or to change them? How do you benefit from holding on to the roles and beliefs that you have found in your backpack? How would you benefit if you were to let go of them? And who would you be if you didn't have them in the first place? These are just some of the questions that you can ask yourself or that you can think of briefly and then just continue your walk, continue your exploration and let your unconsciousness do the work. Whether you want to consciously pay attention to these questions or you pose them to yourself and then you go out on a walk and let your unconsciousness do the work, take your time to answer them. And should you need more space than is available in the PDF that is coming with this video, take out a journal or find different materials to explore this further. Remember, this is about you. It's about going deeper, and the deeper you can go reflecting on these questions, the better quality of life balance you will be able to create. The easier you will make it for yourself to continue to climb your mountain. You may find that the second part of the assignment for today will help you find the answer to your questions. That part of the assignment is go for a 1 to 2 hour walk. And as you are walking through nature, pay attention to your surroundings and ask yourself, what is nature mirroring to me? You may see a tree or a bird or a cloud, something in nature will catch your attention. And when it does, ask yourself, what is nature showing me? What is nature mirroring to me? I will leave you with these questions. Take your time to answer them, and we will meet again tomorrow as we are ready to leave the mountain in.